35 minutes after 8. Well, that crash that happened in Vanderbijl Park puts a different twist to this conversation. While most of us were not paying much attention during the December craze, a truly important development quietly took shape in the space of child and teenage welfare and protection. Cabinet has approved the National Strategy to Accelerate Action for Children, NSAAC. We're told it's a forward-looking framework designed to tackle the deep-rooted challenges that millions of South African children and adolescents face every day. The strategy lays out 10 national priorities, from closing the food gap and boosting early learning to protecting children and teens from abuse and harmful substances. Let's hear all about it. Writing about it in Daily Maverick has been David Harrison, the CEO of the DG Murray Trust and co-lead of the Hold My Hand Accelerator. Good morning to you, David, and thank you for your time. I read your piece, but I just want you to bring our listeners up to speed. Why is the adoption by cabinet of this national strategy on children and adolescents and teenagers important?
Well, thank you so much for having me. We've made a lot of progress over the last 30 years in reducing child poverty, improving access to education, improving child mortality. But over the last few years, many of these gains seem to be faltering. And the problem is that these are lead of the future of the country's wealth and health and well-being. If our children are not thriving, our tomorrow is going to be worse than today. And so it's absolutely critical that we relook at what we're doing, celebrate the progress that we've made over the last 30 years, but understand that we're now a bit in the doldrums, and we have to find ways to accelerate the gains over the next 20 years. Otherwise, we're heading for a type of future that none of us wants.
So in your piece, you make the point, David, that the wording and framing of the strategy is so simple that it appears to be banal. But you say something in that banality of it all that is quite important if implemented effectively. Take me through the points that are being made, the 10 national priorities and the simplicity with which they are stated versus the potential impact if there's follow through.
Yes. So, I mean, the place to start is that children are programmed to thrive from conception upwards. And all they need are very, very basic ingredients of love, food, safety, brain stimulation, healthcare. That's basically it. I mean, these are the most basic but powerful ingredients that can make a massive difference. And so what this strategy does for the first time is it identifies the 10 priorities related to these core ingredients that will make the most progress. One is to strengthen families and enable parents and caregivers to care for their children, and particularly to be able to stimulate the children intellectually, language development, early learning. We have to continue to reduce infant and child deaths. We've got to totally eliminate HIV transmission in the country. It can be done. An absolute core priority is to improve child nutrition. It's a constitutional imperative, but it's the only way in which we're going to ensure long-term economic growth. We've got to build our children's brain power through early learning and language development. And we mustn't forget about those children who are disabled. We have to prevent disability, and those children who are disabled must have the same opportunities as others. A critical one is to protect our children and teens from all forms of abuse, violence, injury, and harmful substance. And here we've got to home in on issues like heavy drinking in this country, which is one of the biggest factors driving harm of our children. We've got to give teens access to healthcare, including sexual and reproductive health, expand participation in quality education and connection to work for school leavers, and finally, We've got to ensure that our teenagers, who at the moment are feeling marginalized and polarized, we've got to find ways to give them a sense of agency, identity, and connectedness by building networks of support.
All right, let's leave it there for this morning. Thank you for sharing those insights. That's David Harrison. He's the CEO of the DG Murray Trust and co-lead of the Hold My Hand Accelerator. Look out for that piece by David Harrison. You can read more comprehensively and extensively on this new strategy. It's on Daily Maverick, so look it up and you can engage with it there.